Computer, time.
1821 hours.
He hides a phaser in his cloak cuff.
Can I help you?
I think so.
What are you doing?
Where is it?
Where is what? I don't even know what you're looking for.
Yes, you do. Well,
it's not here.
That's not good. Is it possible we have the wrong man?
It's starting to look that way.
This is very embarrassing. Now listen to me. We know why you're here. We know who you came to meet, and we know what you are going to give to her. So for the last time, where is it?
All right. I'll take you to it.
You see, it was him all along.
I thought it was on stun.
Look what you did to the carpet.
What do we do now? We don't have time to search the whole station.
We wait for the woman. She might know where he hid it.
You wanted to see us?
Is that the new Holosuite program?
Queen's Gambit. It came this morning.
Finally. That friend of yours promised to send it 2 months ago.
But according to Felix, it's worth the wait. He said it's the most elaborate program he's ever designed.
What parts do we get to play?
Well, you get to play Lady Once-a-More, beautiful socialite who's brainwashed to assassinate the Queen of England.
Ooh, somebody stop me.
So what about me?
Odo plays Nigel Dunlop, a former agent who comes out of retirement to help me foil this diabolical plot.
Perfect.
And I play...
Julian, we know who you play. What about me?
Well, you're Falcon, of course.
Falcon? Again? I'm tired of being the bad guy.
But you do it so well.
So... is everybody all right for Saturday?
Fine.
No problem.
Odo?
What do you want me to do again?
Save the Queen.
Not only that, you get to drive around in fancy automobiles and go to posh parties and steal her away from Falcon.
He steals my girl?
Maybe you'd better get another Nigel Dunlap.
Are you kidding? Look at her!
I'm busy on Saturday.
We'll do it when you're not busy.
I don't think so. I'm sorry, I never should have agreed to be part of this in the first place. Sorry.
It looks like we have to find someone else to play Odo's part.
Miles stares at the girl's picture.
I'll do it.
Odo descends the stairs in Quark's bar.
I've already told you I don't want to play Davo, I don't want a Holosuite. And I don't want anything to eat.
Can I interest you in my collection of Rhysian tapestries?
Why don't you leave her alone, Quark? Can't you see she's not interested?
How do I know she's not interested? Unless I ask.
Maybe you should spend less time bothering your customers and more time keeping an eye on your business.
Don't worry. I can keep my eyes on one thing at a time.
Really? What about him? He's got a graviton emitter hidden in his ring. He's manipulating the table for his friend over there.
You're very observant.
Thanks.
Are you waiting for someone?
You. Where have you been all my life?
Pardon me?
Isn't that what you were hoping I'd say?
Oh, it's just that you keep... glancing at the door.
I'm waiting for someone.
That's all I meant.
Sorry. I thought you had other things on your mind. Must be those bedroom eyes of yours.
Bedroom eyes?
You probably get that all the time.
Not really. If anyone bothers you again, let me know. I'm Security Chief Odo. My office is just across the promenade.
I'll be all right.
Well, I have to go. To work. In my office.
Across the promenade.
Exactly.
Odo turns, almost walking into the wall in a daze. Then he nods and exits. Sitting at the other end of the bar, watching the woman, are the two killers. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Deep Space Nine, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled A Simple Investigation. A huge comet rushes through space, the light of billions of stars illuminating the frozen gas it leaves in its wake. Alone in the freezing blackness of a universe littered with stars and planets, the immense space station Deep Space Nine is dwarfed by the comet as it rushes past into the depths of space. Spacecraft, tiny in comparison to the station, buzz around the circular form. The space station comprises a column and an inner and outer circle on a flat plane. The circles are huge tubes attached to each other, and the central column by large metal arms. Deep Space Nine seems almost spherical. Three semicircular arms bend vertically, equidistant apart towards the center, but do not meet. Lights flash all over the space station. The regular blinking of navigation and positioning lights maintain its visibility. At one end of the semicircular arms, a huge starship has docked. It has the flat, saucer-shaped head, cylindrical body, and two engine arms of a Starfleet battlecruiser. Spacecraft of every imaginable shape and color and dimensions are docked all around the outer circle. One spaceship unlocks itself from a docking bay and flies over Deep Space Nine, accelerating away. In the distance, the blackness of space shifts. Blue light bursts from a spatial phenomenon. From nothing, the swirling, circular shape of a wormhole becomes visible, and the craft flies through it to another galaxy. As quickly as it appeared, the wormhole is gone, folding in on itself and disappearing in a flash of intense, pale blue light. Major Kira enters the cargo bay and walks to Odo, who is looking at his reflection in a cargo box.
Look at this. I was checking the contents of one of those crates. A tentacle grabbed my hand.
Gah. Klingons have been getting regular shipments of it since the day they were posted here.
I can't believe they eat that stuff. Mm. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you looking at?
Well, I'm... Actually, I'm... Never mind.
What?
It's embarrassing.
Would you just tell me?
Last night, a woman in Quark's told me I have bedroom eyes. I'm trying to see if it's true.
Tell me about this woman.
She thought I was trying to seduce her. It was all just a misunderstanding.
You say so? You gonna see her again?
I have no idea why.
Obviously, she's very perceptive.
Meaning what?
Meaning, you should see her again.
She stops and turns, smiling as Odo looks back to the shiny box, studying his bedroom eyes, and shakes his head and leaves. Odo enters his office and stops dead.
Hello again.
What's this all about? You tried to break into the station computer. Why?
My friend never showed up last night. I wanted to check the passenger manifest to find out if he came aboard.
Why didn't you come to me? I could have checked the manifests for you.
When you grow up in Vanea Prime, you learn not to trust policemen.
She rubs an implant in her neck.
Data port bothering you?
The security protocols protecting your computer generated some nasty feedback.
I know. I designed them that way.
Nice job. I couldn't stay interfaced long enough to break past the encryption lockouts.
That was the idea. Tell me, Arissa, what's a nice woman like you doing with the data port?
Not illegal.
They ought to be. People tend to use them to access information other people don't want them to access.
I've heard that.
This Idanian you were waiting for in Quark's, Tovid Rem, what were you meeting him about?
A personal matter.
Well, I suppose I could just go to his quarters and ask him.
I'd rather you didn't. It's a delicate situation.
I'm listening.
Tovid's well known for finding people. People who don't necessarily want to be found. He's helping me locate my daughter. I gave her up when she was born 15 years ago.
I see.
He told me he had information about her. That's all I know. I've been looking for her for a long time. Please, let me talk to him.
All right. I'll take you to him. We'll sort out the rest later.
Thank you.
Odo and Arissa stand outside Torvid Rem's quarters.
Maybe he's not in.
According to the access log, he's inside. It's security. Hello?
Cautiously, they enter, and Arissa quickly checks the other rooms. Odo crosses to a chair, and looking down at the floor, he suddenly pulls the chair aside. Two linear burn marks mar the carpet.
He's not here.
Oh, yes, he is. What's left of him? The residue we found contains Idanian DNA. I think it's safe to assume that it came from Torvid Rem. Do you have any idea why someone would want to kill him?
No. But considering what he did for a living, he probably had dealings with all sorts of marginal characters. Maybe it was a robbery.
And what makes you say that?
I didn't see any personal belongings in his quarters. Did your deputies find anything?
No.
Well, whatever happened, I doubt it had anything to do with me or my daughter.
That depends. It's possible someone doesn't want you to find your daughter.
Well, Tava didn't give me any indication of that when we spoke.
When was that?
About 3 days ago. Oh, I can't believe this. I was so close to finding her, and now I'm going to have to start all over again. That's if you'll let me.
If?
In case you'd forgotten, I'm facing charges for trying to break into your computer.
Considering you weren't able to access any secured information, I've decided to drop those charges.
I appreciate that very much.
You're free to go.
Thank you. You're a very kind man.
I hope you find your daughter.
Arissa looks back at Odo with almost imperceptible longing. Odo stands calmly watching her, a sense of tenderness flickering in his eyes as she leaves. In a corridor, Arissa looks around, waiting for two crew members to walk away as she crosses to a computer port and takes a small implant connector from the folds of her dress, which she attaches to the terminal. She pushes back her long blonde hair and attaches the other half of the remote connector to the data port in her neck. Switching the connection on, she gains access to the internal files as the screen shows authorization approved and scrolls through a list until it stops on Torvid Rem. Quark closes up for the night.
Lord! We're closed! Go home.
The immense figure of the bar's most regular customer lumbers down the promenade deck. As he walks by a locked gateway, Arissa waits for him to pass and quickly unlocks it, stepping out into the promenade.
I'm afraid the assay office is closed for the evening. If you want to secure any valuables, you'll have to come back in the morning.
Thanks, I'll do that. I didn't realize I tripped an alarm.
You didn't. You're good.
I still got caught.
I've been following you.
I didn't know.
I'm good, too. So, did you find anything in Torvid's locker?
Would you believe me if I said no?
Actually, I'd have you strip searched.
That might be fun, but in the interest of saving time.
I've never seen a data crystal quite like this. Looks like it has a phase inverter embedded inside it. It's not going to be easy to decode. Given that all it contains is information about a missing girl, Torvid went to great lengths to secure it.
You know how Idanians are. They're a secretive race.
You realize it would be a simple matter for me to have you examined by a doctor to determine if you've ever been pregnant.
You keep threatening to have me stripped down and examined. I'm trying not to read too much into that.
You don't have a daughter, do you?
No.
That's probably the first true statement I've heard you make.
Not quite. I meant what I said about your eyes.
What's on the crystal?
I don't know, but I need to find out.
Why?
Because if I don't, I'm dead.
Maybe you'd better start at the beginning.
I work for a man named Drame.
Ah.
I see you've heard of him.
He's with the Orion Syndicate. If I'm not mistaken, he specializes in blackmail and extortion. How do you fit in with his organization?
I access computer systems and steal information for him. Government data, business plans, whatever he asks for.
I hope you're well paid. It's a very dangerous line of work. Trigger the wrong security protocol, you could end up with permanent brain damage.
I think about that from time to time. But there's not much I can do about it. You don't quit the Orion Syndicate unless they say you can.
Do you want to quit?
That's why I came to meet Tavid.
Who was he?
I don't know.
Then why did you come to meet him?
He told me he had information. Information I could use to break away from Drame free and clear.
What made you believe that he was telling the truth?
I don't know. I just did. I'm not even sure how he knew I wanted to get out.
Did he tell you what this information was?
No. But for some reason, I decided to trust him. Oh, I know this sounds insane. I guess I was desperate.
Did you tell anyone you were coming here?
No. But Drame must have monitored my communication. How else could he have gotten his people here before I arrived?
So you think Drame had Tavid killed to stop you from getting this crystal?
And whoever he hired is probably still on the station. You can be sure that Drame wants to know what's on that crystal as much as I do.
What are you smiling about?
Oh, I'm just picturing myself trying to explain all this to the authorities back on Phinea. Not that they'll listen. They'll just send me to prison.
I'm not turning this over to the Phineans.
You're not?
I'm placing you in protective custody while I have someone try to access the crystal. In the meantime, I want you to look at security recordings made at the airlocks. Drame was probably careful not to send anyone you'd recognize, but you never know.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Helping me.
Why not?
You mean you're just doing this out of the kindness of your heart?
I don't have a heart.
You could have fooled me.
What'd you get?
It's called Hasperet.
Where is she?
She's with that changeling security chief.
Spicy.
They have the crystal. We've got to make sure she doesn't access it.
She's so pretty. I was hoping we wouldn't have to kill her.
You'll get over it.
Nice room.
Don't get too used to it. You're not staying here. Odo to security. Begin transport. There. Now, if anyone was watching, they'll think you're still in the other quarters.
Good trick. Hope it works. Interesting furniture.
I use these things to practice shapeshifting.
These are your quarters?
I thought this would be the last place anyone would look for you. There's a bed in the other room. I was planning to stay out here so I could keep an eye on you. If that's all right.
I could use the company.
I have two deputies stationed outside in the corridor, posing as a maintenance crew doing repairs.
And where are you going to sleep?
I don't need a bed. I regenerate by reverting to a gelatinous state.
Sounds relaxing.
It is, actually.
I'm so tired, I wouldn't mind being in a gelatinous state myself.
I understand you haven't been able to identify anyone from the security recordings.
No.
I haven't had much luck identifying Tavid either. It's not his real name.
He took three different transports to get to the station, used a different identity each time. I've transmitted a picture of him to the Idanian authorities. Not sure we'll get a reply. As you said before, they're a very secretive race.
What about the crystal?
Dax and Chief O'Brien are still trying to get past the encryption lockouts.
I could try to interface with it.
No, that's not a good idea. The first time they attempted to access it, the feedback shorted out the computer. I'd hate to see what that would do to your data port.
Oh, I can't believe what I got myself into. Walking out in a dream to meet someone I don't even know, I must have been out of my mind.
You said you were desperate.
Why do you think I got involved with Dream in the first place?
I know life on Phinea isn't easy. But you must have had other options.
Have you ever been there?
No.
It's not like a Federation world where everything is handed to you. You know how I ended up with this?
She lifts her hair to reveal the data port.
I was a net girl. I told myself I wasn't selling my body since there was no actual contact. But I was. I let men into my mind for money. Dream was one of them. That's how we first met. Before I knew it, I was working for him. He paid me more than I'd ever seen before. I was so far removed from the consequences of what I was doing, it was easy to pretend that I wasn't hurting anyone. I'd hear things now and then. Some businessman Dream had me investigate would disappear. I tried to convince myself it had nothing to do with me. But after a while, I couldn't pretend anymore. I wanted out. I guess I'm finally going to get my wish. Only problem is I'll be dead. Ugh, I don't want to cry. The dead don't cry.
Arissa, I'm not going to let anyone harm you. You have to trust me.
I do trust you. But you can't protect me forever. Sooner or later, Dream will get to me. I've got to find out what's on that crystal.
I don't think you can count on whatever's on that crystal to get you out of this.
If that's true, I don't have a chance.
Yes, you do. If you testified against Dream, you could put him in prison for the rest of his life. You could get immunity for any past crimes you may have committed. Start a new life.
Testify against Dream? I would never make it to the witness stand.
I will take personal responsibility for your safety. I don't care how long it takes. If I have to ask for a leave of absence, I will.
You do that for me? Why?
I've done things in my life I'm not proud of, too. You worked for Dream. I worked for the Cardassians. I never had the courage to walk away. You did. I admire that.
Oh, wait a minute. You're gonna have to give me a minute to get used to this. I've never been admired for anything other than the way I look.
Most people can't see past the surface, especially when what they see is so beautiful. I'm sorry, I merely meant...
Don't apologize.
Well, I'm going to see if they've made any progress decoding the crystal. Make yourself comfortable. I'll check in on you later.
I'm not going anywhere.
Dressed in a tuxedo, Dr. Bashir is in a car with a beautiful blonde.
Let me help you with that. Extraordinary. You just jumped out of an aeroplane at 20,000 feet, and yet there's not a hair on your head. Out of place.
Odo.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I need to talk to you. Alone.
Driver, stop the car. We'll just be a minute.
As she gets out, Julian shuffles along the seat and Odo sits next to him.
Isn't that the woman I was supposed to steal away from Falcon?
Well, yes. But since you didn't show up...
You swept her off her feet.
Sort of.
Tell me, how did you know she was interested?
It's that kind of program. What is this all about, Odo? You didn't come here to talk to me about women. Did you? Ah. This is about bedroom eyes, isn't it?
Who told you about her? Kira?
Nope.
Dax?
Actually, it's Miles.
Oh.
If people are talking, it's only because they care. You put on a good front, but anyone who really knows you can tell that you're lonely. If you're interested in this woman, you have to let her know.
I can't.
Why not?
What if I... What if she...
rejects you? She might. But you can't go through life trying to avoid getting a broken heart. If you do, it'll break from loneliness anyway. So you might as well take a chance. If you don't, she'll move on and you'll never know what you might have had. And living with that is worse than having a broken heart. Believe me. We're nearly finished, darling.
Car trouble, Mr. Bashir. Hi, Odo.
I should go. Thank you, Doctor.
Odo. This isn't fair. Odo and I were talking.
Didn't anyone ever tell you you shouldn't stop for hitchhikers?
Hello.
Hello. I didn't expect to find you awake.
I couldn't sleep.
Why, if the bed is uncomfortable,
the bed is fine. I guess you have no news for me?
Chief O'Brien is going to run a quantum scan on the crystal in the morning.
I'd like to be there. I might be able to help.
I'll arrange it.
I'm not in your way, am I?
No. No, not at all. I usually read for an hour or two.
What are you reading?
It's a detective novel.
Oh, have you figured out who did it yet?
By the third page.
Well, I should let you get back to your book.
I don't really feel like reading. Perhaps we could talk for a while.
What do you want to talk about?
Nervously, Odo leans towards her. She moves closer to him and turns her face up towards his, and their lips meet softly. Their kiss grows more passionate. They lie together, naked in bed.
I could swear that when we first met, your nose had a little curve right here.
I tend to look a little different every day.
But you always manage to make these the same.
I pay special attention to my scowl. An air of stern suspicion is very important in my line of work.
What? Why are you looking at me that way?
I'm just trying to figure something out.
Tell me. Maybe I can help.
You're the first woman I've ever been close with. I've never been able to let down my guard. I was just wondering, what makes you different?
Wait a minute. Have you never been with anyone else before?
Not with a humanoid. Well, once, on my home world, I had an experience you might consider sexual.
But never with a woman before.
Could you tell?
No.
Good. I don't ever want to leave this room. And we stay here forever.
Oh, I wish we could.
Marissa. Everything is going to work out.
I want to believe that. But I know what the Orion Syndicate does to people who turn against them. I don't want to spend the rest of my life looking over my shoulder. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. Let's just be together.
All right.
Tell me more about this encounter you had on your homeworld.
It was with another changeling. Our bodies became intermingled.
Sounds nice. Too bad I'm not a changeling.
Oh, we shouldn't let that stop us.
Moves his hand along her arm and holds her fingers. Palm to palm, he watches her face as his hand becomes partially gelatinous. She closes her eyes and throws her head back in ecstasy.
She spent the night in his quarters. He had her under protective custody. Come on, Nerys, he could have put her somewhere else. You know how Odo is, he likes to be thorough. It was more than that.
Commander.
What makes you say that? Instinct.
Jadzia.
What?
You asked to be told when the sensor array became available.
Thank you. Odo and a woman. It was bound to happen sooner or later, right? I suppose.
You can begin your experiment at any time.
I'm talking to Kira.
You're not talking. You're gossiping. And besides, Odo is quite capable of taking care of himself.
Don't shout across the room. If you want to gossip with us, then come down here.
Where is Odo? He asked me to arrange a conference with Starfleet Intelligence at 0800.
I guess he's running late.
He's never late.
He's never spent the night with a woman before.
A woman? That's nice. Isn't it?
Constable.
Good morning.
Starfleet Intelligence is ready when you are.
Did you see the look on Otto's face? I'm telling you, something happened.
Jadzia and Kira nod knowingly at one another and return to work. In Odo's quarters, Arissa sits at the computer terminal. Suddenly making up her mind, she enters a code and the screen flashes message transmitting. She sits back in the chair, tense and fearful. The killers are hiding in the cargo bay.
Talk to Drabe. The woman asked to make a deal. She gives us the crystal. Drabe lets her go.
So we don't have to kill her.
Don't be stupid. As soon as we got the crystal, she dies.
Oh. Makes sense.
You can release the Talarian as soon as he's sober, but tell him to stay away from the Ractogeno. It obviously doesn't agree with him. I'll be in Science Lab 4. Can I help you?
Your security chief, Odo.
Yes.
I'm here about the communication you sent to the Idanian government.
Go on.
Where's Arissa? Is she safe?
You know her.
Better than she knows herself.
What does that mean?
She's not who she seems to be. She's an intelligence agent with my government. She was sent to infiltrate Drame's organization.
That's not possible. She would have told me.
She doesn't know.
I don't understand.
We gave her a new identity before we set her in. All her previous memories were removed and stored on the data crystal. If you take me to her, I'll explain the rest.
Chief, are you all right?
The data crystal, where is it?
Forget about the crystal, we've got to find Arissa.
That crystal is Arissa.
She took the crystal. I don't know where she went.
Generates a distinctive signal. We might be able to track it.
Arissa enters the cargo bay.
Is anyone here?
Just me.
One of the assassins walks out from behind some barrels. The other hides, his phaser at the ready. Odo and the Idanian follow the scanner signal.
What's wrong?
I've lost it. The crystal's quantum signature starts to fade after a few minutes.
Do you have it?
Maybe.
I thought we had a deal. Your life for the crystal.
I just want to make sure that you live up to your end.
The assassin holds his palms up and turns them over. He then raises one hand and pulls down the cuff to show he is hiding nothing, and does the same on the other side. Gathering his long coattails, he turns around to show that he carries no concealed weapons.
Your turn.
Do you really think I'd be stupid enough to come here with a weapon?
Indulge me.
She follows the same routine of palms up and down, clear cuffs, but as she turns, she smooths her dress over her hips and looks back at him.
Very smart.
He holds out his hand and Arissa takes the data crystal from the folds of her dress. She looks at it for a moment before slowly walking towards him and handing him the crystal. He looks at it in confusion.
Do you have any idea what's on this?
No. You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself.
Oh, don't go yet. You haven't met my associate.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Drame and I had a deal.
He was in a very emotional state when he agreed to it. The truth is, you really hurt his feelings when you left.
He liked you. Maybe you should close your eyes.
Doors open suddenly. The assassins stare around wildly. Above them, Odo suddenly shapeshifts into human form.
You were supposed to secure the door.
I did!
I just wish I knew what this is all about.
Memory transfer will take a few minutes.
How long was she undercover?
She volunteered for the operation 2 years ago. After we altered her memories, we placed her on Phinea. She woke up the next morning believing she was a different person.
With no memory of her former life as an intelligence agent.
That was crucial to the plan. Drame employs telepaths to scan everyone who works for him. It was the only way to get past them. We left her in place long enough to become a trusted member of Drame's organization. When we were ready to recall her, we had Talbot make contact. We'd imprinted a trace memory designed to make her feel she could trust him. That way she'd agree to meet. With what she knows about Drame, we're going to be able to cripple his entire organization. As soon as she's debriefed, we plan to issue the indictments.
You make it sound as if it all went according to plan. She was nearly killed.
She knew the risks when she volunteered. We did everything we could to minimize them. Every stage of this operation was meticulously planned.
Including what just happened in the cargo bay?
Why didn't you tell us what was going on when you found out Talbot had been killed?
If Drame's people had monitored the transmission, it would have compromised the entire operation. We couldn't risk it. All that matters is that she's safe. And that Drame is going to prison for a long time.
Transfer's complete. I'm gonna take her to surgery.
Yes?
Odo stares at the figure in the doorway. She wears the Idanian head and shoulder hooded uniform, and as she walks into the light, her forehead is ridged.
Arissa. That's not even your name, is it?
There's something you need to know. I'm married. I have a husband.
I see.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You didn't know. It's not your fault. I fell in love with a woman who never really existed.
She did exist. She was real. And she loved you. In a way, she still does.
They walk slowly towards each other and embrace gently. Odo closes his eyes, breathing her scent. Tears roll down her cheeks.
Will I ever see you again?
Odo watches the door close behind her, his face wet with changing tears, and he turns away.